Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So suddenly Salt Lake is getting hockey next year. Now, a couple of the ideas that they were floating around for franchise name, you mentioned Yeti?
Yeah, they threw it out there like on a poll, and a bunch of ones were coming in, and Yeti won some informal poll, and then the company that the Smiths own, they registered, you can look up trademarks, and the Utah Yeti was a website that was bought, but that's not... That's like the same thing with like the Washington Commanders. They bought like 12 websites. So if there's a name that they even think remotely could be it, they're going to buy the website domain.
Well, one was Golden Eagles. Apparently they were a pro team that played there from 69 to 94.
Yeah.
That's kind of stupid though.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah. The Golden Eagles, there's the Salt Lake Grizzlies play in the ECHL that have been there for a while. And some people think that they would try to buy it from them.
They've got a double or triple A team, the Salt Lake Bees.
Yeah. Well, it's the Beehive State. And so a lot of people think that the Buzz or the Stingers.
Or the Swarm.
The Swarm.
Or the Hive.
Yeah. Something like that.
That's stupid too.
Well, the BYU logo is a beehive, and I think it's like on the state seal as well. They love the bees.
The Blizzard, I read.
That's so stupid.
The Utah Blizzard.
Yeah,
because everybody's white there. Is that why?
Hey, there's some Polynesians down there. I hope it doesn't end up with something like Blizzard with seven Z's in it. You know,
well, you have to think old Mr. Smith is not.
Well, they'll just shorten it to the Blizz.
The Blizz.
The Blizz. He's no Dan Snyder. You know, he'll do it right.
I hope so.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But
well, I do appreciate the fact that he said, I would rather be the Utah Hockey Club for a year and get this right than have to rush something stupid like see the Commanders run it out there. No, you got one chance to get this right. And, I think he'll take it seriously. In fact, the last handful of teams, I think, in hockey and just in general, I think in sports, I think people are wising up that you get a good brand going with good merch and it's done right. Like the Kraken hit it out of the park. It's a good look. It's a good color scheme. It's a cool, unique mascot, unique to the area.
The logo's good. The alternate logo's good.
And people love it, man. They've snapped that thing up.
I got to tell you, I didn't like that at first. But now I do.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job.
I didn't actually love the idea of the Kraken being the mascot, but everything they did with branding, I think, looks awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan Smith, the owner, and his wifey, that could have been Paul Allen.
Yes.
Because Ryan, so the lesson here, yet another lesson in this, as we talk about MLB to Portland, and at one time NHL to Portland, but... you have to really butter these leagues up. Like, you have to have good relationships with the powers that be. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like Ryan Smith got really close with Gary Bettman.
Yep.
In the years leading up to this, he knew it would be a long road to try to convince him, and he started years ago, and it worked.
Yep.
And Paul Allen, Portland could have had the Coyotes, but Paul Allen wasn't like Ryan Smith. He didn't butter up Gary Bettman, didn't really care for hockey, and that's why they never came here.
Yeah, years ago, the NHL actually bought the Phoenix Coyotes. At the time, it was Phoenix. I don't know if you, like, this is how bad that franchise is. The NHL had to take it over, and, like, they ran operations. It was owned by the league. I mean, it's
Wasn't that like the Pelicans, weren't they?
Yeah, I think the Pelicans may have had to do that too, where they were like, look, they couldn't pay their bills. And so the NHL took it over and, you know, it's read into the history if you want to see just what a truly bad franchise is. But yes, during that time and the time before that, because there's been multiple times where that team was available for somebody, Paul Allen, and by the way, I guess Paul Allen was damn near convinced to do it. I remember the great Ian Furness telling me that, because he's connected in the hockey world, that they were telling people in the Phoenix organization to start looking at places in Portland, that deal was closer than people realized. But Paul was never a hockey guy, and he wasn't really interested in buying the team, and he didn't want to have another, because if you get a hockey team, and this will be a problem in Salt Lake, you have to make modifications to your arena to make sure it can accommodate both. And then you have to do the scheduling thing because they play at the same time.
Yeah.
So, and Paul didn't want to.
But it can be done.
It can be done. Yeah. I think like 9 teams do it. But Paul didn't want to screw around. He thought that it was intrusive with the Blazers. And
in other words, somebody from the Blazers convinced him that it wasn't good for the Blazers.
Yes.
But it would have been great for him.
Bert Cole.
Oh, Bert didn't like it?
None of those people were hockey people. So,
well, he's not really a basketball guy either.
Well, he's got his
old
ear.
Bert.
Well, but Paul doesn't need convincing or didn't need convincing on basketball.
He didn't really want it. No. So it's just, there's a lesson there. Like, you got to actively want it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, think about it. Salt Lake is going to go, in theory, from the Jazz forever, right? They've had the Jazz for long ass time. And in the span of maybe 5 years, they will have gone from a one sport team to they're getting hockey for certain. And let's be honest, does anyone think that they're not going to get baseball?
I feel like they will.
Yeah. They're going to pull a
no brainer.
They're going to pull a Vegas.
You know what's going to happen? I firmly believe this in my heart. Well, I don't really have a heart, but if I did, I would believe it in it. I think the White Sox are going to move.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I hope so. Come to Portland.
Well,
hey, you think we're a mess? Have you seen like where the White Sox play? Have you seen that area of Chicago?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, get on over
here. They need a new. I just feel like, you know, you get the whole Reinsdorf thing. I just feel, and you already got another team there. Yeah. I feel like down the road the White Sox are going to move.
The only problem is hockey teams move, baseball teams
not
don't
often
as much.
No, definitely not often. But again, it's just a you know. But then you got Nashville sitting out there.
Yeah.
So I just you. Point being, the whole point is, you really got to be proactive and go get it. Yeah. You have to go get it. And that's what this MLB to Portland group is trying to do. They're trying to go get the damn thing.
The problem that I have with it is...
You have to have synergy with your local government. You have to have synergy with... It just
and that's what Salt Lake has.
And that's why Portland continues to fall behind. Yeah. And that's why, if we're being fair here, we've been advocates the whole time, that's why it's just not going to happen in Portland. It's not. And that's why people on our text line and people that you're out and about talking to are like, dude, you guys are crazy if you think that's going to happen here. And I get why they say that. But you can't, you got to try, right? Yeah. You have to do everything you can. And you never know, maybe the timing, everything falls into place, or you get a new mayor or new elected officials that get on your side and something. You know, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but... Based on just the idea that you have to really want it, you have to really go get it, and you have to have support civically, financially, in the government, there's no way Portland's getting anything.
No. You know what's a little maddening too is Ryan Smith and his wife, I think they bought the Jazz in like maybe 2019, 2020, so not that long ago. If he's he's from Eugene, by the way. FYI, Eugene native, if he would have bought the Blazers, just, you know, the Blazers sell when Paul dies. When did Paul die? Is it around that time? Right around there, right? 2019, 2020?
Stand by.
He passed in 2018.
Okay, so right around that timeline. If the Smiths buy the Blazers, we have hockey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You really, like seriously, is he would have been the owner here, and he would have been cozying up to the NHL, and we would have the NHL right now.
Would he
if,
want,
if we had a different owner.
He's a BYU guy, though.
I'm just saying,
would he want to move the, you know, like the, now you got this whole thing of if he got an NBA team, would he want to take it like Clay Bennett, take it over to his brethren in Salt Lake, and we'd be the Salt Lake Blazers. We wouldn't have anything.
Sounds, well, and the beauty part about hockey, again, my last thing about how hockey can be so chaotic, if I have this correctly, you'll love this. The Winnipeg Jets became the Phoenix Coyotes. The Phoenix Coyotes then got sold to the NHL, and a group from Winnipeg bought them and wanted to move them to Winnipeg, but then the NHL said no. They actually bought the team from Atlanta, which the original team from Atlanta is, yes, the original team from Atlanta is now in Calgary. So the Winnipeg team bought the team from, instead of buying the team from Arizona, bought the team in Atlanta, moved them to Winnipeg, then bought the naming rights, the Winnipeg Jets, from the Phoenix team, which, remember, was originally the Winnipeg Jets. And so now the Winnipeg Jets are in Winnipeg again, but as a different team, but with the same name.
You lost me.
That is what, like, that's how.
That can't be right.
That is right.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude.
Yes. There was an original team in Atlanta. It moved to Calgary. The original team in Winnipeg moved to Phoenix. The people from Winnipeg wanted to move Phoenix to Winnipeg, but the NHL said, no, move the team from Atlanta. That they got a new one there after their original team moved to Calgary. They bought the name Winnipeg from Phoenix, moved the team from Atlanta back up to Winnipeg.
I'll take your word for it. And they should call them the Utah Soakers. This is his chance.
My point is, anything
I think
is possible.
There might be soaking going on.
So why not? Why not the Utah Soakers?
All right, in the news is next. We have a big news story out of Beaverton. Mm-hmm. Guess what's coming? Mm-hmm. Not Major League Baseball, but
damn it!
Actually, it would be near Major League Baseball, right?
The next best thing.
Well, the NFL's coming to Tulleton.
Here is Ryan Buckley, the famous Ryan Buckley with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.